today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which in that we're going to speak about the art of listening. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Tuesday, is the 18th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Urdibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. By the way, you're listening this episode of today's special from Iran, and this is IRIB English Radio, and this is the Holy Quran, verses 9-11 of chapter Al-Mulk.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Qalu bala qad ja'ana nadhirun fakadhabna wa qulna ma nazzala Allahu min shay'in in antum illa fi dalalin kabir.
They will say, yes, a warner had come to us, but we denied and said, Allah has not sent down anything. You are not but in great error.
وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ.
And they will say, if only we had been listening or reasoning, we would not be among the companions of the blaze.
فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ.
And they will admit their sin, so it is alienation for the companions of the blaze.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
These Quranic verses treat of the dire fate of the people of the hell as well as the main cause of their misfortune, saying that Allah Almighty had provided them with hearing, intelligence, and intellect on the one hand, and His messengers with clear proofs on the other. Thus they had the opportunity to tread on the path to happiness. However, when man who has the hearing, vision, and intellect, but fails to perceive and think, may not be affected by all the messengers and divine scriptures.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
And the continuation of our discussion, the art of listening, we reach to this part. The art of listening is not just about hearing what the speaker says in a conversation. It's about understanding what they're saying and responding in a way that makes them feel heard. It's easy to get lost in your own thoughts while chatting with someone, but focusing on what they're saying is critical to developing rapport. Listening intently to another person's words shows you care about what they have to say rather than trying to think ahead or plan out your response.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of listening to the Holy Quran and the miracle of listening. We can practice this etiquette of listening silently to the Quran and allowing its message to enter the heart. Perhaps we will be of those who are fortunate enough to receive God's mercy. Dear brothers and sisters, we all know that Quran was brought down on the Holy Prophet ﷺ by Allah, and the Quran was revealed to the Holy Prophet in small parts and not at once. The intention and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind it was to make the Holy Prophet preach the teachings of Islam in small portions so that the believers and non-believers alike can understand and absorb it easily. The believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when listened to the verses recited by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their faith in Allah and the Prophet Muhammad became stronger, and through which they became good and pure Muslims in every sense. As a Muslim, while reading and listening to the Holy Quran, listening to the Holy Quran will not only help us understand the true essence of Islam, but will also make us good human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "And when they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of what they have recognized of the truth. They say, 'Our Lord, we have believed, so register us among the witnesses.'"
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, and on the continuation of this episode, essential qualities that make excellent listeners. One of the essential qualities is asking the right questions. Asking the right question shows you listen carefully to what people are saying, whether during conversation or meetings at work. The art of listening goes beyond hearing what someone else is saying. It requires you to be engaged in conversations. It's important not to jump in too quickly with suggestions for how things could be done differently. Asking questions makes the other person feel like an equal part of the discussion rather than just someone who knows less than you do. This will help you establish a stronger connection and make it easier to get along with people. In this part, etiquettes in our relationship with the Holy Quran. Dear listeners, reciting the Quran with a beautiful voice adds to the beauty of the Quran itself. they mentioned is not without any background of the Holy Quran itself. We have verse 1 of Surah Fatir, chapter 35 of the Holy Quran, where Almighty Allah says, "All praise is due to Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, the maker of the angels, the creator of the angels, messengers flying on wings, 2 and 3 and 4, it increases in creation what he pleases. Surely Allah has power over all things." Yes, that was chapter 35 of the Holy Quran, verse 1. Under the explanation of this verse, we find the hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, where he says that we should beautify the Quran with our beautiful voices, because a beautiful voice and tune gives the Quran more beauty. Rasulullah Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, then emphasized the excerpt from this verse, which highlights that Almighty Allah increases what he has created as a result of this beautiful recitation. What this means is that when someone recites the Holy Quran through his or her beautiful voice, then indirectly through this beautiful voice, which is a gift from Allah Almighty, to this person, we find that he increases what he has created through this beautiful recitation.
The people of Nuh, they put there, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَخْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers into their ears so they don't hear what I say. They don't give themselves a chance. Quraysh did not allow their children to go to Masjid al-Haram to listen to the Prophet. They would forbid them. Because he's a sorcerer, sahir. Therefore, if you go and listen to him, you're going to be lost. They didn't allow them. And then they say, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. Do not even listen to the Quran. Don't even listen. Don't begin the first step. Because once you listen, you are gone. We can't control you anymore. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Do not even listen to this book. وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ, and speak dismissively of this book. Speak dismissively of this book. Don't listen to it. وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ. When the Quran is read, raise your voice. So it overcomes the voice of the Quran, so you don't listen. Whereas God says in the Quran, فَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا. Try to hear what is said. وَأَنصِتُوا. And then pay attention. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Maybe you receive the mercy of God.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over. So inshallah, we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
عليٌّ.